ABC Radio Australia.
In Fiji, the Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka has distanced himself from a Chinese businessman who's been placed on a priority watch list by Australia's intelligence agencies. Businessman and hotelier Shao Fulgang was the subject of a media investigation by Australia's Nine Network and the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. The Fiji citizen was accused of being a political operative for the Chinese Communist Party and of being involved in criminal activities. But Mr. Rabuka told ABC's Lede Mavono he's unaware of the allegations.
As far as his alleged role as an operative of the Communist Party of China, I do not know. I do not have the facility nor the role to find out who is operating in the interest of which organizations in the world. I am Minister for Foreign Affairs, and I deal with the Embassy of the People's Republic of China. We have a very good relationship with the People's Republic of China.
Are you concerned at all over allegations that he is a person of interest in the intelligence community or in the criminal intelligence community of our neighbors? I appreciate that you've said that you don't have the capacity to address any such concerns or any suspicions which may happen. But can you tell us if you're personally worried that someone who is of interest elsewhere is operating in this country?
First of all, I believe he is a citizen of Fiji. So if there is an interest on a Fiji citizen from our neighbors, they will have to deal with it as a citizen of Fiji, and apply the international protocols that apply.
What are those protocols, sir?
Well, there is a... we have the... what is the term that when we have a person of interest who has been suspected of some criminal activities here, that we can ask a neighboring territory for them to be repatriated for legal processes. Whether we go to that extent or not depends on how seriously they look at this, and depending on the crimes they allege that he might have committed, are they crimes against their in their jurisdiction or international or what?
With regards to the agreement that your government reviewed early into your taking office, the Home Affairs Minister has since announced the reinstatement of that agreement to continue to have defense and security partnerships with China. What is your position with regards to that agreement? I'm sensing a difference between how you view it and how the Home Affairs Minister views it.
It was not disagreed. The agreement remains. We looked at the various aspects of it. One of them was that having officers from the Chinese police working here with our senior officers in the headquarters. That is not going. The agreement has remained in place, has remained intact. Aspects of it that we put into practice are changing all the time. And we have also written in a requirement that it be reviewed every 2 years.
So the Home Affairs Minister says that the agreement will be reviewed every 6 months, but there is a particular part of the agreement that which allows an exchange. There is some concern that the exchange of personnel could lead to things that have happened in the past to the previous government under the same agreement, where security officials, police officers and defense officials from the People's Republic of China were able to come into our territory and remove people that they allege were committing crimes back home and take them back without a fair trial in this jurisdiction. What is your position on that?
My position is that there has been no disagreement or misrepresentation of what should be going on, what has gone on. The agreement is still there. The execution of the various parts of it will depend on executive authority, and that is the Prime Minister and Cabinet.
What do you say to our neighbors who worry that scenes which are now coming to light several years later of Chinese officials coming into the country possibly repeating itself?
That is their concern. As far as we're concerned, we'll have to do our own due diligence on any movement of officers, high-ranking status in that jurisdiction, and whether it is of beneficial results for us in Fiji, and it's a matter of sovereignty.
Is there ever going to be a time, you think, in the future that there will be Chinese security or defense officials operating out of this country?
Out of here, no. In fact, working with their own embassy is something that is in the various agreements that deal with diplomatic relationships between countries.